we're back to the Neil Haley show, and we talk about a topic, personal finance, getting your paperwork. When I think about it, anytime I talk about a budget, I mean, talk about specifically the mail that comes in, all these minute details that we can miss and lose certain paperwork, it becomes big for somebody, especially when they're busy. But what Ruth does is some amazing things. So I'm excited to welcome Ruth Levy to the program. How are you, Ruth? And let's talk about specifically your background, and we'll get right into the topic.
Sure. This was not what I anticipated doing with my life. However, I started with a degree in nutrition and then I went into business. I worked for several not-for-profits as well as Fortune 500 companies. And then even did a stint with Peace Corps Ukraine. But then I came back home and my mother fell in her home. And I was responsible for all her finances. Especially given I have an MBA that I picked up along the way. So she has influenced my career.
And it's so basically you work with who? Explain that a little.
Well, historically, I've been working with seniors. However, what's happened with the pandemic, I realized I couldn't visit my seniors in person. So I wanted to find a new audience and branch out and expand my knowledge and skills to people who could go on Zoom, who were more hands-on, who would appreciate the ability to do this for themselves.
Okay, so you have a 5-day challenge. Explain that, and then kind of we'll delve more into the topic.
Absolutely. So my 5-day challenge just started today. And in that challenge, I frame one part of paperwork. Now, I understand that paperwork, people sometimes just really don't want to deal with their paperwork.
I don't want to. I'll tell you that right now. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't care for it. The paperwork is just annoying. It's like, come on now, someone else do my paperwork for me. Because every time you have to fill out something, it's a really annoying thing.
You're not alone. You're in really good company. And even my clients today's, my people on the challenge, they're scared of paperwork. They want to avoid it. But here's the thing that happens when you do avoid it is you it costs you. It costs you money, late fees, missed opportunities, missed deadlines. It also can affect your relationships. Say you forget to open an invitation or return an email. Does that sound familiar? I mean, things can
Yeah.
get bad
Or
quickly.
putting off an email just because you don't want to answer it, and it really causes problems.
Of course. I mean, these are all parts of paperwork, whether it be hands-on, real-life paperwork or electronic paperwork at this point. And I'll also say this, that, paperwork, when you have too much of it can affect your mental and physical health.
Yes. I'm absolutely, when you have a lot of things that you have to get done, and you want to do something else, and it's driving you nuts to change addresses or do different things or looking at things online or applying for this position or applying for that. Oh my goodness, it's just a pile of paperwork piles up, or your list piles up. And what do you do, Ruth?
You freak out.
Yeah. You freak out, you shut down, and you just throw it aside and say, okay, I'll get to it tomorrow.
Or you do the minimal to get by, which in the big scheme of things may really bite you later on.
Or 4 days before your tax filing, your extension on your taxes, and you got 4 days to go, and you're still in the quandary. I know it. I've been there, done that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, again, you are not alone. And I'll say this, that not only is this like a mental thing, but the physical, the distraction of having the paperwork around you can also affect your focus. It can also attract a lot of dust. I know someone who has asthma and he's a huge paper hoarder.
Oh,
So
I
I
was
think,
before too, and I got rid of lots of papers.
yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds really like, this humdrum thing, but our papers are very emotional because they hold transactions. They're a reminder of decisions we've made. decisions, whether good, bad, emotional things that have happened. They're kind of this, kind of like the journal of our life. And so that's why it's very hard to separate our emotions from the paper as well. So that's something we look at as well, is how all of this interplays. So blending paper, but here's the thing that you need, that we never learn how to deal with our paperwork.
Yes.
I just looked at how my mom paid her bills, or how my dad never talked about money. I just did what I did. And then when I worked in business, that's where I had to talk about money. I had to get paperwork in order. When I was a campus director, we had to get ready for accreditation. We had to have all our papers in a row. It was kind of make or break. So I realized how important this is for business as well as for personal.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And so, and what ages do you see the biggest issues? Every age, right?
Age has their own challenge. But here's how I look at this. All my work with seniors is kind of like the ghost of Christmas future for everybody. So these experiences that my seniors have taught me so much about how to coach younger people so that the same mistakes don't happen. I've seen, but here's the thing too, like we all are kind of, this is not a character flaw that you don't like doing paperwork. It's not a source of embarrassment. It's totally normal. This is normal. We are not taught. And in fact, the problem with not being taught this is we lose, on average $1,300 a year, people lose based on the fact that they do not have financial literacy and do not know how to handle paper. So this is like a dollars and cents issue. It's deep. So the people I'm working with now are slightly younger. I still work with seniors. I love seniors. They're the best. However, I can work with really any generation, any person, because I've seen the back end and the front end.
Okay. So the best place people can go to sign up for that 5-day challenge is go where?
They can come to right now. They can just email me at ruth@365financialcare.com. ruth@365financialcare.com. And I will be in touch with anybody who's interested. I will send them the information about the course and the challenge. But I do really want to have that personal contact with people right now, as this is such a, kind of personal topic to people, and really make that connection.
All right, Ruth, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Neil. It's been a pleasure.
Take care. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.